There is probably no melody in the whole realm of opera that has been more popular, more widely sung in the last few years than the barcarolle from Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann. Offenbach, who died in 1880, is now considered one of the greatest of all French composers of opera comique. He was extraordinarily prolific, producing nearly 100 light operettas in 25 years. The Tales of Hoffmann is not only the composer's best-known work now, but it was the one he cherished most while composing it. A short time before his death, feeling his end approaching, he tried to hasten its completion and production. His greatest wish, that of witnessing the premiere performance, was not gratified, for he died a few months before it could be presented. Offenbach, by this opera, hoped to establish a new type. It is opera comique to the extent of its extravagant partial theme, and the fact that instead of singing between the arias, the music often stops entirely and the characters speak their lines. It is grand opera, however, in the character of its music, which is closely connected with the story and is not shallow in musical meaning. The story is in the form of a prologue, which shows Hoffmann, a young poet, in a tavern with his several friends drinking. Hoffmann offers to tell them the stories of his three love affairs. Each story occupies one act of the opera. The first shows Hoffmann being fooled into falling in love with a wonderful automaton doll, which he thinks is alive until it gets smashed. In the second, he falls in love with a Venetian courtesan and sees the last of her floating away in a gondola with another man. The third tale shows one of Hoffmann's former loves, a young girl who still loves him. Her mother was a wonderful songstress, and she also possesses a beautiful voice, but she has consumption and cannot sing for fear of death. An evil doctor and a vision of her dead mother persuade her to sing. She does so. Hoffmann appears and she dies choking in his arms. The beautiful barcarolle is played twice in the opera, once by the orchestra at the beginning of the second tale, and later during the second tale, with chorus behind the scenes. It is sung by Niklaus, Hoffmann's companion in his adventures, and Giulietta, the Venetian courtesan. Alice Verley, as a coloratura soprano, is second to none in the world. She is well known both in America and Europe. In Paris, Brussels, and London especially, she has appeared with notable success. Margareta Matzenauer is also well known abroad. In America, she has attained prominence as one of the leading contraltos of the Metropolitan Opera Company of New York.